What's up, VoiceTubers? Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. I'm your host, Ingrid. How is everybody today? Are you good? Are you relaxed or are you stressed? I have a love-hate relationship with stress. Having a love-hate relationship with something or someone means you have strong feelings that are a mixture of love and hate about that someone or something. Stress pushes me to improve, but it also stops me from achieving greatness. And ladies, something will get messed up if you're too stressed. You know what I'm talking about. Having too much stress will have impact on human body, that's for sure. But will it actually kill you? In today's video, you can learn about what stress does to your body and ways to relieve it. Okay, done with the intro. Are you ready for today's sentence? It's a hard one today. I hope you're ready. Here we go. When you experience stress, like a major deadline or a traumatic event, your body releases hormones and chemicals like adrenaline, cortisol, and norepinephrine. Okay, one more time. This time a little bit slower, okay? I know this one is hard, but if you practice, I'm sure you will get it. When you experience stress, like a major deadline or a traumatic event, your body releases hormones and chemicals like adrenaline, cortisol, and norepinephrine. 这句话中文的意思是, 当你经历压力,例如重要的截止日期或痛苦难忘的事, 身体就会释放荷尔蒙以及化学物质, 像是肾上腺素、压力荷尔蒙以及去甲基肾上腺素。 接下来我们来看看这句话要怎么念才可以念得很通顺呢? Experience stress, 我们把它做一个连音, experience stress, C-E 跟 S 连在一起, experience stress. 接下来, like a, 一样可以念得很快哦, like a, like a, like a. 再来, deadline or a, 连在一起, 三个字, 把它连起来, deadline or a, deadline or a. 下一个, traumatic event, traumatic event. C, traumatic, 后面的C 跟 event 的E, 连在一起, traumatic event. 最后一个连音咯, hormone scent, hormone scent, hormones, and, 把 S 跟 AND 连在一起, 变成 hormone scent, 听起来有没有像是 sand, 沙子的感觉呢? 对, 就是要这种感觉, hormone scent. 好, 我们讲完连音的部分了, 接下来我们来讲单字, 这句话有两个单字, 非常的容易让人家觉得, confused的感觉, deadline 跟 adrenaline, 后面四个字母 都是L-I-N-E, line, 但是两个字发音不一样哦, 所以要注意, deadline, deadline, 是line, adrenaline, 是lin, n, lin, adrenaline, deadline, 好, 大家可以念念看, 再来, 我知道大家在想什么, Ingrid啊, 这句话最后一个字要怎么念嘞? 你都没有告诉我们, 这样子我们就不做挑战了, 就拜拜了, 不要这样子, 我现在告诉你们, 我现在告诉你们怎么念好不好? Norepinephrine, norepinephrine, 我们把它拆开来念, norepinephrine, norepinephrine, 好, 现在把它合在一起, norepinephrine, 好, 这样子大家多练习, 就会了, 知道吗? 不要放弃哦, And now it's time for today's vocabularies. The first one is deadline. Deadline. Deadline 是最后期限或是截止日期的意思。 大家知道这个字是怎么来的吗? Deadline 是美国内战衍生而来的, 战争时期政府联军在集中营内画一条线, 只要你越过那条线, 你就会被射死。 现在演化成了最后期限, 你看, 很有道理嘛, 你越过那个最后期限, 你就会死翘翘。 是不是很好记? Deadline. 好,现在来例句. Sorry, I cannot go to your party. I have to finish my science project, which the deadline is tomorrow. 抱歉,我不能去你的派对,我得完成我的科学报告,截止日是明天。 截止日呢,那除了deadline,也可以说是due date,到期的日子,due date. Okay, the next vocabulary is major. Major. Major有较重要的,主要的,重大的的意思. The rise of social media has major influence on how people communicate. 社群网站的兴起对于人与人的沟通带来重大的影响. Major也有专业,主修课程的意思. I major in applied English. How about you? What's your major in college? Let me get to know you. 我的主修是英文,我是英外系的. 那你们呢? 你们的主修是什么? 在下面留言让我知道。 那会弹吉他的朋友，我也没有忘记你们。你们应该很常见和弦里面有 MAJ， 例如 C MAJ 7 C Major 7。不要怀疑，那个就是 Major 的缩写，它在音乐里面有大调的意思。那更常见的 Am D Am 就是 Am D Am， 那个 Mi 又是什么意思呢？在这里补充一个单字 Minor。Minor 是 major 的相反词， minor 叫不重要的、次要的、轻微的，也有小调和复修科目的意思。例句： You should pay attention to the minor details when you're writing in order to get a good score. 写作时你应该注意小细节才能拿到高分。好，接下来呢是下一个单字 traumatic 的意思是痛苦难忘的、造成精神创伤的。Being left at the altar was so traumatic for him that he would never marry again. 新娘临时逃婚对他来说太痛苦难忘，造成他再也不敢结婚了。这个在美剧或是电影里好像很常出现，因为新郎要先进场嘛，那他就会在祭坛等新娘出来。那这个时候打开门，结果没有新娘，天哪，新娘呢？我的新娘呢？太可怕了，太痛苦了。然后这时候下面的观众就很尴尬，这样子，新娘可能临阵脱逃，或是害怕，或者是突然有恐惧之类的，对，然后就没有出现。那这个不知道在现实生活中有没有，有没有身边的朋友有发生过啊？这样真的蛮可怕的，希望不要发生哈，希望这件事情不要发生，真的会造成精神创伤。好，那再来补充它的动词形式 traumatize。Traumatize 的意思是受到精神创伤。After being a cop for more than 30 years, nothing can really traumatize him anymore. 当了超过30年的警察之后，再也没有什么事情能使他精神受创。Okay, that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Make sure to practice and leave a comment below. But no stress, okay? I'm Ingrid. See you next time.